from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's high noon in the District of Columbia.
Yes, it is.
We got to get down to business here, Brian.
Let's kill it.
We've been doing these roster reviews, and it's been pretty worthwhile, pretty fun, I'd say.
Yeah.
We got to hear from Jaden Daniels today. There is no debate that Jaden Daniels is a starter. I want to include the boys in the aquarium on this. So, rookie season, on a scale of 0 to Stroud, because Stroud is the new 10 of rookie season, what do we expect from the silky, kind of lanky, gliding, pocket passing Jaden Daniels?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
1 to Stroud.
Okay. I'm going to expect around a 7.5. Something that gives me a chance to... I expect him to be better than average, but I'm not going to say I'm going to expect him to be great because you put too much pressure on him.
7.5 would be pretty damn good, though.
Yeah.
Landini, on a scale of 1 to Stroud, where you got him?
Yeah, I was thinking right with B-Mitch, around a 7.
Why?
I feel like he's a good player, but it's unlikely that anybody's going to be Stroud. Remember when like we had Aaron Schatz on earlier? He said that was like the second best quarterback rookie quarterback season in the last 40 years or something. So,
right.
I feel like it's unlikely he'll do something like that. But I think he's going to be good. He's a good player.
I also think, I mean, if you're saying 7, B's saying 7.5, I think that's pretty good. Like the last, I mean, what would we have called Robert's rookie year? Because he was pretty damn good as a rookie.
Robert's rookie year ended up being about 8.5.
I was going to say a 9, right?
Yeah.
Jeffrey, what do you got? I'm guessing you're optimistic, pal.
10.5.
You already know I'm optimistic. If Landfill A and B gave a 7, you know I'm all for the young guys breaking what has come before. You feel me? It could happen, but I'm gonna say an 8.5, just to let my Ashburn syndrome settle. But you know, Stroud went into what many would consider a better situation as far as the players around him.
I don't think that was the...
At the beginning, it wasn't that.
There's some revisionist history with Houston now. Like, I don't think going into last season, people were like, oh, man, that Texans team was loaded.
They weren't.
They had gone 2-15.
But didn't they have the top offensive and defensive player?
They had good... Yeah, I would say they had pieces there. Yeah. And wasn't Dale there, too? He's a good receiver.
But their defensive pass rusher, didn't he get rookie of the year defense?
Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was this past year.
Yeah, that was.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I
mean, bro, the year before, they had, for all the like, oh, Houston was loaded, they had gone 4-12, 4-13, 3-13-1.
They had better pieces than Washington, though. That's true. The O-line and all of that. He had a better O-line.
Tutsil for sure.
Better receiving core.
I mean, I don't agree with you, but that's fine. Like, I think Tank Dell was a rookie also.
He wasn't there the year before, him and Nico?
I mean.
Nico was.
So, Nico.
Nico came off an injury or something, didn't he?
Nico, I don't think, had a target in 22. He was drafted in 21. Okay. In 22, Nico Collins had 37 catches for 480 yards. I don't think people were considering him this elite weapon because the next year he had 80 catches and 1,300 yards. Like, to me, that Stroud gets the credit there. Not that he can't play, but he wasn't getting the ball the year before.
And also, that's a testament.
Tank Dell was a rookie also, dude.
That's a testament to what I'm trying to say here. A lot can elevate from the quarterback play, as we've talked about. We're not going to sit here and beat that dead horse. But I also think that, you know, this team could have a different attitude under the new coaching system, you know? So even the players who were underperforming last year, they could have a whole total higher level of motivation and willingness to play and, you know, go out there and put it all out on the field. And I'm not going to sit here and say they didn't, but, you know, different coaches bring out different things in players. So it could happen.
Jeff, and I'm buying that, brother. I'm buying that. Because I really believe the way this coaching staff works with these players and how these players responding to them, that we're going to see a different level of play.
Can we mark that down?
I really hope that happens.
Can we mark that down? What's this? July 26th, 12:10 p.m. B-Mitch said he buying into a theory that I put out. Oh yeah, no.
Jeff knows how to ruin something.
Hey Jeff, it was great till you start going into that crap. I mean, you finally put something together that sounds makes sense, and I went with it.
What was your number here, Jeff? For
10.8.
8.5. 8.5. More so leaning towards 9.
I will go ahead of B and Landfill. I'll go to 8. I think he's the real deal, man. And, you know, are there concerns about his shoulders are kind of slight. We don't have to hide that. But he talked about they're already working on not taking unnecessary hits. I think that'll happen. I do think it's worth all of us understanding that the best QBs typically miss time. For all the excitement about C.J. Stroud last year, he only started 15 games. So I think, if Jaden gives you 14 starts, I think that's pretty damn good. And I think he's going to compete at a really high level. I bought into him at LSU. I think one crazy thing that happens, I say this every year, when the college football season ends, you should lock your brain up. Just lock it up, because what happens from the end of the college football season till the actual draft night is all these people just talk and come up with different numbers and all sorts of different stuff that when you watch college football, when you watched the season, Jaden was the best player. And I can understand why Caleb still goes ahead of him because of the year Caleb had before. And Caleb still looked really good. Mm-hmm. But, there was no planet where that should have been Drake May or J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
And those guys might be good. But if you had watched college football and then froze your brain at the end of it, there would be no surprise that he was a number 2 overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're watching the Hard Knocks now with the Giants, you're kind of seeing the reality that all these teams wanted Jaden and that Washington just wasn't trading out of the pick.
That's it.
For all the nonsense we heard and back and forth and blah, 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 it was always Jaden. And I think he's the real deal. You got to see it over time. I'm not getting excited about 3 days of camp. I am going to be pretty excited next week when pads are on and we get to see a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry,
he better not be touched.
So let's go. But part of this roster review is not just the top, it's the whole roster. We'll start with Jeff because he's very optimistic. How do you feel about Mariota as the backup?
I think he'll be good morally for Jaden, but as far as what I've been seeing from people saying, as far as him having a bad camp so far, and I know it's 3 days, I'm not really high on it. I mean, he's been a journeyman for a couple of teams. It kind of feels like a Fitzpatrick move, kind of. But I just hope and pray that we don't ever have to put in our backup quarterback.
I think that is If you ask 32 coaches and GMs, what they hope is that they don't have to play the backup quarterback. It usually ends up happening, even if it's for a small period of time. It usually ends up happening. How you feel about Mariota, B?
I'm cool with it. I mean, I think the whole thing about a backup is a guy who you would be putting in legitimately to try and just get you through a game. I think he has enough athleticism and enough ability to go out there and do that for you. If he had to play extended play, I think he can. You know, but the whole ultimate thing is you're not looking for him to be your absolute starter. And I don't think anyone has starters, have backups that we can look at and say, oh, that guy will be the starter the whole year. No, they just to come in and fill in for a little time. And I think he still has enough athleticism, very much like Jaden, that it won't be like you have to change up so much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.